1 Kings, chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And Yahweh said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication, that you have made before me. I have hallowed this house, which you have built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, in integrity of heart, and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, according as I promised to David your father, saying, there will not fail to you a man on the throne of Israel. But if you will turn away from following me, you or your sons, and not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but will go and serve other gods, and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house, which I have hallowed for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And this house will be in ruins. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished, and will hiss, and they will say, why has Yahweh done thus to this land, and to this house? And they will answer, because they forsook Yahweh their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them, therefore Yahweh has brought all this evil on them. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the two houses, the house of Yahweh and the king's house. Now Hiram the king of Tyre had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold, according to all his desire, that then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they were not right in his eyes. And he said, what cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul to this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the slave labor which King Solomon raised, to build the house of Yahweh, and his own house, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh king of Egypt had gone up, and taken Gezer, and burned it with fire, and slain the Canaanites who dwelt in the city, and given it for a portion to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and Beth Horon the nether, and Baaloth, and Tamar in the wilderness, in the land. And all the store cities that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build for his pleasure in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. As for all the people who were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of the sons of Israel, their sons who were left after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel were not able completely to destroy, of them Solomon raised slave labor to this day. But Solomon made no slave of the sons of Israel, but they were the men of war, and his slaves, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots and of his horsemen. These were the chief officers who were over Solomon's work, 550, who bore rule over the people who wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David to her house which Solomon had built for her. Then he built Millo, and 3 times in a year Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar which he built to Yahweh, burning incense with it, on the altar that was before Yahweh. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eleth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his slaves, shipmen who had knowledge of the sea, with the slaves of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from there gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon.